Saving money on fuel frees some drivers to dream.
This is Josh Cohen from Martinez, California. What do I want in my future car? A rear ejection seat. The ceiling opens and room.
Sounds like something to deal with a backseat driver, perhaps. Hopefully not a screaming kid remover.
Hi, this is Julia from Santa Rosa, California. And for my future car, I want it to be sleek, beautiful, efficient, and clean.
Well, who wouldn't want that? And for some of you, it goes well beyond simply being clean.
Hi, this is Leslie Green from Lincoln City, Oregon. I'm looking for keyless entry, good gas mileage, and heated seats.
Now, I'm wondering if heliocentric means solar-powered or something with helicopter rotors. You can already get heated seats. You know what? I'll just take the two-seater with the ultimate gridlock bypass feature.
Ethan Denault, Tampa, Florida. Feature do I want in a future car? I want to fly. I want a Jetson-style flying car.
If you want to seriously think about such ideas, please call our program with your suggestions at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And if you want to make a career out of it, you should get into something called automotive futuring. It's a real gig. And Cheryl Connolly of the Ford Motor Company has that gig.
My job is to look outside the automotive industry, which is really unusual for someone who works for a car company. I get the opportunity to look at big picture global trends, shifts that will cause consumers to change their values, their attitudes, or their behaviors. So I'm constantly tracking things in the social scene, technological advances, environmental shifts, economic changes, or even the political landscape, and trying to understand how those things come together in a way that could change the marketplace.
Cheryl Connolly is the head of global consumer trends and official futuring manager for Ford. Her job of spoiling car lovers and making consumer dreams come true is also, she says, her own dream job.
As consumers become really spoiled, we expect all the creature comforts that our home or office provide and expect it everywhere in between. I mean, look at our connectivity. You know, it used to be that you only spoke to people or connected to people by phone, or even by computer not so long ago, just when you were sitting at a desk or laptop. But now we expect to do many more things on the go. But indeed, that challenge of keeping people's hands on the wheel, their eyes on the road, and their mind on the drive is of paramount importance to Ford. In fact, for our we put the Sync platform into our vehicle in 2007, which renders any Bluetooth-enabled device hands-free and voice-activated so that you can do exactly that, keep your hands on the wheel. Just recently, we announced that our third generation of Sync will include some Wi-Fi features so that as this technology evolves, we can send updates to the vehicle through the home's Wi-Fi. So literally overnight, your car could be improved while it sits in your garage.
Do you pitch devices also? Because in a sense, if the devices are subject to other designers, the designers don't care about distracting people in a car environment. If you're designing a headset or a device that would work with this connectivity in the car, you have an upper hand there.
Well, indeed, you know, one of our colleagues here at Ford is fond of saying that the iPad was originally designed to go 0 miles per hour. And so when you bring a technology like that, that tablet touch face interface or user experience, you really have to keep in mind about how you do it in a way that minimizes the distraction to the driver. And that's why so many of the features within Ford are voice activated. So it's one thing to be hands-free. It's another thing to be voice-activated. So, for instance, let's say that you're coming home from the office and your briefcase is in your trunk, and it includes your phone and other critical information. If it's connected to Sync, you can still ask it to make phone calls for you. You can ask it to read incoming text messages. You can ask it to stream your favorite music without ever retrieving that phone or briefcase from your trunk.
Getting a user of an automobile to use a heated seat is probably easier than getting them to use all this voice-activated kinds of stuff. But what do you have to do to get the driver and passenger up to speed on this technology?
Well, there certainly is a different, a broad spectrum of users' desirability to really get close to the technology. And so we have a lot of redundancy built into the vehicle. So a lot of these things that I say are voice activated could still be done by redundant controls in your steering wheel. So I could actually ask my vehicle to increase the heat. I can, you know, say increase temperature. Or I can do it through the buttons on my steering wheel. And that's where our dealers become such a critical part of the process, because when they get delivery of that vehicle, they're going to be overwhelmed. I mean, getting a new car in and of itself is so exciting. But to your point, you're not just getting four wheels now. You're getting suite of technology that's really innovative and breakthrough. So we have to spend much more time with the customers, making sure that they're familiar and comfortable with the vehicle's features.
In the year of the Apple Watch, are wearables more a part of what you're thinking about?
You know, it's funny. We actually kind of tackled that issue in our 2015 trend book. We were inspired by, you know, wearable technology, the Fitbit, Nike Fuel Band, Google Glass. But then we noticed that when Apple launched Apple Pay and Google Wallet, you know, when Apple Pay came online, more than a million people signed up for that service within the first 3 days of its availability. And that gave rise to what we call the carry less movement, where we believe that people don't want to be burdened by having to carry these things. What they're looking for is more seamless, simple integration into their life. And so I do think wearables is one manifestation of how that'll take, but I think that's not the end point. I think, you know, what consumers want is access to things they want, wear them when they want it, in a way that they don't have to think about it. So I always say that, like, when I travel, I can't leave a hotel room, I can't get out of a taxi cab, I can't leave my house without visually connecting with my phone. Like, I'm constantly, you know, it's a little bit OCD, something, I guess my mom worried about turning the oven off. I worry about making sure my phone is with me at all times. And I think in the future, we're going to be really drawn to technologies that alleviate that burden.
It's amazing how much of a moving target this is. I'm old enough to remember that safety in vehicles was something that was kind of a necessary evil enforced by the government. And now safety is a whole big marketing thing. You don't even consider a car that doesn't have all of these sort of safety issues. So the transformation can be very rapid.
Indeed, it can. You know, it's funny because when those conversations about safety in the early days came up about seatbelts, people talked about restrictions of their personal freedom. And now it's just something, a point of entry. Everyone has to have a safety record that gives confidence to the consumers that are using your products. So it becomes an increasing part of it. And I think that's why the conversation that has been started by Bill Ford in recent years, when he started talking about global gridlock, he put forth what he calls the blueprint for mobility. In other words, he's worried that if you continue to add more and more vehicles to the road, do you increase the risk of accidents? Do you increase the risk of congestion? A number of features on the vehicles that Ford is selling today have collision warning alerts, blind spot alerts, reverse sensing systems, cameras now, not just in the back of the vehicle, but in the front of the vehicle. And in the blueprint that he's laid out, perhaps we will get to a future where automotive safety becomes so seamless that you could prevent road fatalities.
Cheryl Connolly, head of Global Consumer Trends and Futuring Manager for Ford. Thanks so much, Cheryl.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.